Please don't say mañana if you don't mean it. I have heard those words for so very long. A year ago, it all seemed utterly impossible. I was chatting with a friend in the tourism bureau here, and he was explaining how Los Cabos was going to host a G20 economic summit. A site for a 7,000-seat convention center had been picked, but they hadn't turned the first shovel of dirt yet. There were plans for fixing and improving the roads. There were plans for sprucing up the town. There were a lot of plans, and they all seemed overambitious, to be honest. I couldn't see how they could get it all done in a year. But they have, and now we're waiting for the first plane loads of dignitaries to arrive for next week's meetings. The G20 is a complex meeting of the world's top economic minds. What normally comes out of it is a stack of esoteric policies that, quite frankly, are beyond my meager comprehension. The focus this year, of course, will be on the mounting problems in the Eurozone as nation after nation seeks remediation for their plunging economies. In fact, Sunday's election in Greece could make or break the euro, which in either case will have an impact on the US dollar, Mexican peso, the yen, and monetary systems across the globe. It would take a lot more than this little 3-minute spot to explain why and how, so let's just leave it at this. We welcome the visitors, all 10,000 of them, and appreciate the boost they will bring to our local economy, but we can't wait for them to go home. You see, because of the high-profile heads of state who will be arriving within the next few days, from Barack Obama to Vladimir Putin, security has been ratcheted up so high that getting around town is a lot more complicated these days. Our condo is surrounded by checkpoints set up by the federales. These aren't the normal checkpoints either. These are manned by at least a dozen officers with automatic weapons who are backed up by trucks with machine guns mounted on them. The Federale command post, with a locked, loaded, and manned armored personnel vehicle parked out front, is only a mile away. The Mexican Army and Naval Infantry are patrolling our streets, and we have a couple of Navy ships parked about a quarter of a mile off the shoreline, with helicopters flying over the coast. But the worst part? They've closed our beaches. You can't snorkel, scuba dive, paddleboard, surf fish, or even bask in the sun. We went to the beach Monday just to feel the sand between our toes once more before they closed it to the public. The place was already deserted. So, I wish the world's dignitaries well as they gather in that new convention center just up the hill. Heaven knows the world's economy could use a jolt of wisdom right now. But just for future reference, I hear Chicago is pretty nice in June. This is Ed Casilia for Utah Public Radio.